9th of October, Rajagir, the Residency Hotel for lunch, with Maeve, John, Jonathan, Nina and Sarah.
We were discussing about not using Pali terms, maybe with other people who don't know Pali, to discuss the Dharma. And I mentioned how in yoga there is a lot of reverence given to Sanskrit, because there is a belief that by saying the word over, the Sanskrit word over and over, that it helps with the understanding, that the word has a certain effect. And I suggested to Jonathan that perhaps in Pali that's the same, that by saying nama and rupa and not translating nama and rupa, we come to understand nama and rupa in a different way.
Correctly or wrongly?
Well, I suppose only starting was correct or not correct. I suppose the question is Pali a more accurate description of reality than English when we try to talk about it?
I think that the person who can get the meaning from Pali knows Pali. But the person who doesn't know Pali, how can that person get the meaning from Pali? Right?
Well, can they get the meaning?
It depends, because you see that no matter what language it is, if it helps anyone to understand reality, like for the Thai people, we have to speak Thai,
yes,
and explain what that word means. For example, the word nama can simply mean name, see,
yes,
nama and name. But
yes,
actually there is also another meaning of it too. For example, if we talk about the reality which now arises and it has to experience an object, and then if one has the understanding of that reality, one understands what nama means or nama is. Not just saying that seeing is nama, hearing is nama, that is not enough. Because even there is nama now, and nama performs its function, each one, no understanding of nama as nama, it's still hidden by ignorance. Yeah. So I think that as a matter of fact, it's not the language which hinders, but the considering carefully and understanding the characteristic which is now appearing, that getting closer and closer to that reality as not self.
So in that case, it would be possible, if the conditions were right, never to mention a Pali word and to still...
I think that when there is understanding, the best word is Pali. We don't have to translate, we don't have to think different way, but we understand that, yeah. But if there is no understanding yet, we have to use the individual's language.
So why is it the best word?
Because we don't have to explain much.
Okay.
It covers all meanings of itself as nama, yeah. We don't have to say that it's that reality which is mental, which arises, which has to experience an object whenever it arises.
So something is lost when it's translated.
I think that it's not completed. So the completion is the understanding.
Yes.
And then when there is understanding, no word at all. No word. Because at that moment, the reality is directly experienced. For example, hardness. We don't have to tell what degree of hardness it is. Like when we make a dough for cake, we don't have to say how soft or how hard, because it's experienced. And if we try to find the word, sometimes we cannot find.
Yes.
But when there is touching, it's there. So reality appears as it is to the panya or to the nama. Okay.
You often talk about understanding being subtle, that if subtle understanding is here, but we are here, then we have to use something more grosser, not subtle. And language is not subtle.
We use the same word, but the understanding gets deeper and deeper of that meaning of the word. For example, if we talk about mental element or mental reality,
yes,
we just get the idea of mental is different from rupa, from corporeal reality. But at this moment, what is mental phenomena? See, when we think of feeling, we cannot find. When it's not unpleasant feeling or no pleasant feeling, we cannot say. There is feeling any moment, every moment. But who knows, who can detect that characteristic which feels all the time, from moment to moment, see? But when we learn and understand better and better, panya grows, so it becomes to know what one has heard, like Dhamma is Dhamma. One begins to get deeper meaning of it. For example, if we understand Dhamma as any reality which appears, has conditioned to be this and falls away, if there is such perfect understanding, direct understanding, it can lead to sotapanna, because it's the way to eliminate the wrong view of taking that for self, which arises and falls away instantly, all the time, never come back, never come back. If you try to search or look for it, you cannot find, not at all. Each one is a fresh one, the new one, newly conditioned. So we cling to just whatever appears for that very moment, which is very short, very, very short, and then pass away to another moment, pass away to another object, pass away to another thing all the time in a day, in one's life. Keeps on going like that. And nothing is left at all. When it's gone completely.
Last night at the Bodhi tree, you heard Ajahn talking, and occasionally there was a whistle sound. And he mentioned how the sound of the whistle, after it had finished sounding, had gone completely, which everyone can understand. And then she said that the visible object is the same. What is seen, even though it appears to be continuous, but what has passed has gone completely. But we don't appreciate that, because it's perceived as a continuously existing thing.
The thinking strings it together.
Do
you get frustrated with people coming along, like a Westerner coming along and saying, oh, but there's an after image? Like the whistle just stopped, but it's still...
Like a memory?
Yeah.
It's more than a memory. It's like visually, you shut your eyes, there's an image up.
What we get is just the image or the idea about whatever has happened and appeared. For example, we are talking about visible object. It seems like we understand completely what visible object is, but actually at this moment, it's not. Visible object is something. See? Yeah. Before we can understand what is meant by just visible object, it's a moment, which is like hearing, a moment of hearing, no thinking at all. So, and one moment at a time, very short, continuous all the time. That's why what is left is the image only of everything.
So that's all that's there in the first place anyway.
Yeah. Just live in one's own thinking about whatever experience, yeah, as so real and so stable, but actually...
So if it's the sound of a whistle, then that's already so many layers of thinking on top of the...
In between. Before one can experience the true nature of reality, one has to have the sanya, memory, or what you call it, perception of what is heard, to be so very stable, never go away from this moment, beginning to develop the understanding of reality right now as just visible object, as visible object, and seeing is a moment of seeing.
But for the arahant, it is also sound of a whistle, isn't it?
What about the arahant when he hears the whistle?
Exactly the same.
Also the nimitta?
Why not?
Oh,
but he understands what nimitta is.
He understands.
Yeah.
No, it's no wrong understanding.
Yeah.
Only the arahant.
Everything is as real as it is. Nimitta is nimitta. Reality is reality. Because now we think of nimitta when there is no awareness, no understanding. But when there is moment of understanding, it develops. So when we talk about the four applications of mindfulness, it's the mindfulness which develops, not I am developing the mindfulness at all. And how can the mindfulness develop? By knowing or being aware of a reality, so that Panya can understand it little by little. So both Panya and Sati develops. We don't have to call it anything. For example, right now, one gets stuck to the word nimitta. But what about whatever appears through eye sense? That's all. No word? Yeah. But later on, one can see that when the understanding of reality, which is not person or thing, there will be the beginning of becoming to eliminate the clinging of that as someone or something. Permanent.
You cannot say that the nimitta is somebody or something, or is it not right?
Whatever appears now, as long as there is no understanding of visible object as just a reality, it's the nimitta. Yeah.
Nimitta is like image.
Yeah. The image, I think, of a person or a chair. It does not
so
like
after it. Seeing visible object, and then there's an impression of what was seen. But it's actually a concept.
Even the same word, like nimitta, there are many degrees depending on what we are talking about. Yeah. For example, when we talk about the sankhara nimitta, we talk about reality right now, not talk about concept of table and things. So there are many stages of nimitta as well.